www.ReverendRoy.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. It's going to be a bit of a confused show. And you know why it's going to be a bit of a confused show? Because a lot of us simply don't understand what is going on in the markets right now. I got Pete Vanich on the line with me. Pete's a regular guest on our program. We talk both about the precious metals markets along with the conventional markets with Pete. He's been pretty accurate in the past. Pete, you are also a bit confused right now. As you told me off the air, you have been able in the past to give some fairly logical reasoning to upswings and downswings in the hard asset market. You don't see it today. What's going on, bud?
That's correct. I have not seen it all, nor can even at this moment explain why there's been such decimation in the junior resource market, because when you look back throughout the almost 30 years I've been in them, you sooner or later could figure out what caused it. In the late 90s, it was Pre-X and the crash of the gold market, and most recently in 2008, it was the worldwide financial meltdown. But when you look around now, you try to find what you would say with normal reasons that could impact it, and you can't. The gold price here has, you know, gone a little soft over the last 18 months. It's pretty well averaged about the same in the last year. Most metals are at their prices they've been in the last year or higher. The financial markets are making new highs. There's no anything of tragedy in the junior market. There's no frauds. There's no nothing. Investment bankers should be flush with cash because the rest of the markets they invest in are doing well. Yet this is the biggest devastation I've ever seen in almost 30 years in the junior market. And as we speak today, I really don't have a good explanation for it.
You know, I talk to a lot of people just because of what I do on this program, and most recently Rick Rule has said it's truly going to be survival of the fittest at this point in time. And let me elaborate on this just a little bit, Pete, because it dovetails exactly along with my particular opinion. John Kaiser came out a number of months ago and said we're probably going to lose 5 to 550 companies off of the TSX Venture Exchange. Those are companies that do not have a specific defined assets. Those are companies that have had to finance and refinance and refinance in the past. And another stage of refinancing on their part, in his opinion, and I have to agree with this, is going to put them totally out of the reach of being sensible investments. Why do I say that? Well, if you've got a company that right now has been on the ropes financially for, let's say, the last couple of years, they financed successfully, and they now have somewhere around 175 million shares outstanding, and their stock is trading for less than a dime. You know, for them to refinance and stay in business, it is absolutely ludicrous for anyone to consider investing in these companies. Why do I say that? Because their capitalization now typically will go up to over 200 million shares out, if not more, because they have to finance at such low prices. They just don't make any sense as an investment, because the logical thing that's going to happen with those companies is you're going to have rollbacks and all the rest of it. And you know what? Why should anyone invest in companies like that? And Pete, what we've decided to do on this program is we're going to take a look at every single one of our investments, and we're going to give our listeners objective reasons for why we think, or for what future action we're going to take, not what we would suggest that they take, but what future action we're going to take in terms of perhaps reinvesting in these companies. There are some out there, Pete, that are just not worth reinvesting in. Now, on the other hand, companies that have good capitalization at this point, defined assets, etc., I think that those are companies right now that are probably worth taking a very serious look at. What do you think?
Well, what you've said is the reality where we're at now, but that didn't lead to what led us to get there. That is the missing ingredient. We didn't see some wonderful companies with 3 or 5 million ounces of gold and actually producing lose 50% of their value simply because people felt someday we'd be at this point and a whole bunch of companies have to go and therefore everybody should be sold. That isn't what led us here. What I was driving at is that there just wasn't fundamentals. Now, yes, the reality is we're faced, as you said, with hundreds of companies, you know, very poorly situated. Some will still do what is always done in the past. They'll find ways to roll back and do other things, but many of them have to go. But that still doesn't explain to rationalize why companies who just a few weeks ago represented maybe $100 to $150 an ounce of gold that they have in the ground, and now the market's pricing it at $12 or $24. And that's where the befuddlement is, and that's where the likelihood of when the market does finally rebound, those are the companies that are going to rebound. I mean, I can think of one right off the bat that I know we have a familiarity with, but this is one of the most likely candidates to bounce, and it's a company like Timmins Gold, because it's been the baby thrown out with the bathwater. And quite frankly, my personal opinion, and this is from nothing from the company shared with me, but just my own speculation, I think because the price has been so driven down that it's likely to be a takeover candidate. So we're going to see mergers and acquisitions. We're going to see a lot of disappearing, as you said. And quite frankly, we're probably going to have to write 2013 off before we can ever have a really, truly good bull market again in juniors. It's going to take that long before we can have all the right ingredients in place.
In terms of Timmins, I have a bit of a different opinion on that one, and I'll tell you why. Number one, I bought the stock after I did a fair amount of due diligence, after I visited the properties, after I got to know management really well. And I would have to say that the Timmins Gold, trading right now at $2.25, I think is one of the major success stories out there because they did it right. You know, another example, another company that I happen to own shares in, which happens to be Oryx Minerals. I mean, these guys are very, very savvy, successful entrepreneurs. And that's a company right now that I bought the stock at 50 cents. It's trading at 50 cents right now. I don't have a problem with companies like that. The companies that I think we have to take a real hard look at are companies that haven't done it right in the past. It's always been a wing and a prayer. I got to clarify, though, by the way, the price on Oryx. I bought Oryx at 50 cents, and it's trading at 49 cents right now. It's not even. They've just arranged a $20 million private placement, which was announced back in on the 18th of last month. It looks like that's a done deal. Those are the kind of companies that I think we're still pretty safe in, Pete.
Yeah, it still doesn't explain the decimation across the wide spectrum. And it may go to the fact that some of the things we've talked about in the past, of that we don't have the players that we used to have in this, that areas of the world have become more difficult to work in. Competition for dollars that used to go into this are now going into people that just gather assets and buy funds instead of individual stocks. It'll come more clearer, unfortunately, months from now. But as I still sit here speaking with you, I can't put my finger on any one or particular reason that allowed just wide, you know, losses of 70-80% on some of the best, as you said, more than survivors that will be around. And it's just still something that in my book is still hard to explain after 30 years of doing this.
You put out a great missive earlier this past week dealing with your views on the conventional stock market. I'd like to get your views on that.
Sure. After riding the bull market from the bottom in March of 2009, I suggested to my readers that somewhere in the near future we are going to reach a peak and that we should start to approach with a sell-up mentality, and I'll be glad to explain that when we come back.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break here for our stations. I'm going to be right back with Peter Grandage. In the past, Pete has, in my opinion, really obtained all of my respect because he's made some very, very accurate calls in terms of the conventional market, in terms of the resource sector, the hard asset market right now. I got to tell you, I'm a hell of a lot more comfortable with the commodities themselves than I have been in a long, long time because I don't see them necessarily, you know, depreciating significantly. But I got to tell you, I think you have to be very, very careful in terms of the companies that you invest in right now. There are some good ones out there, but I have to tell you, you better make darn sure that they are fundamentally more than just a little bit sound. Going to be right back with Pete. Stick around.
Music.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. As promised, I'm with Peter Grandage right now. Peter has got some, you know, atheist views, which, like mine, we're not quite as bullish on the entire resource sector as we have been in the past. I'm still bullish on certain segments of it, and we're going to do some interesting segments over the next week or so as to those companies that we think are keepers and those companies that we think are not keepers. We're not trying to give investment advice along those lines, by the way. We're simply alerting listeners of what we are doing, because I think that's really, really important. Pete, you were going to chat a little bit about the conventional markets right now. Where do you see them going? I mean, God, we're at all-time highs.
Yes, we are, and it was ironic. It was in late 2007 when I went the last time from a bull to a bear in the general equity market, and actually for only the third time ever in almost 28 years at that point, suggested actually shorting this U.S. stock market. However, in March of 2009, I put the bull hat back on, and quite frankly, because of what the Fed has done, which has mortgaged our future to the hill, but nevertheless, I kept refraining from coming a bear in the general equity market, and several thousand Dow points lower suggest that we were going to make a new all-time high. But it's a nominal high because of we'd have to go up substantially more for an inflation-adjusted high. But nevertheless, we're here. However, as you said earlier in the week, I suggested to my readers from this point on, a good sell-up philosophy would be appropriate, because I suggested to them a lot of reasons why U.S. stocks were not as attractive as other general equity stocks from around the world. And again, I emphasize this, and I continue to see this wherever I go. I just saw it earlier this week when I just spoke at a big luncheon, and a lot of people shared where their portfolios were, particularly among Americans I speak about, and that is they still have an overwhelming amount of their general equity holdings in American publicly traded and most dominant sales-oriented within the United States. And people have to realize America is no longer the economic engine that pulls the world around, and yet almost most portfolios I see are almost, if not 100%, close to it in just general U.S.-based companies. And I just think that's a trouble down the road, particularly since now we're looking at valuations in the U.S., although not high by historics, price-to-book ratios are much more attractive in other parts of the world. And also, I just think other parts of the world are in better shape fiscally than the United States. So from this point on, even though I still think, you know, we can see the Dow run up even 1,000 or more points from here, it's no longer a buyer's market, but it's a time to take profits for those who have been fortunate enough to have been long the general equity market.
You know, Pete, I had a very interesting conversation with Paul Van Eeden this past week. Paul said something that I think is very, very intelligent, and I'm amazed that really the entire world doesn't realize this. But the fact of the matter is, we're in a situation right now that is reality. Whether you want to blame the situation that we're in on other people, whether you want to say it's all the damn Democrats' fault or it's all the damn Republicans' fault, that's not the case. The fact of the matter is, nobody knows why we're in the situation that we're in right now, and that's certainly a topic of a much lengthier discussion than we have time for right now. But the fact of the matter is, reality is what reality is right now, and anyone who doesn't work within the confines of that particular reality really should not be doing any of their own investing. We have to realize what the situation is, okay, and then we have to work within that particular situation. Paul's not a particular bull in terms of gold or silver, as I think everyone is aware, but the fact of the matter is, he acknowledges that there is money to be made in this sector, but you just have to be damn careful. You know, that's what we're doing. I think to throw your hands up in the air at this point and say, this is a bad place to be, we're not going to be singular in our investing decisions or in our investing philosophy, I think is a real mistake. I think there is money to be made out there. I mean, I remember back in 2008 and 2009, you know, the market then was pretty bad. It's not as bad as it is right now. And, you know, I'm on record as saying, you know, Kathy and I in 2010 made more money than we'd ever made, simply because we stayed the course, simply because we kept being involved in what we felt were solid companies. You know, and a lot of our listeners, Pete, basically scoffed at me because I had roughly a quarter of our capital in the conventional market. Well, I got to tell you, my friend, you know, when I looked at the total picture back in those days, I firmly believe diversification was a good thing, and the conventional market, to an extent, was a good place to be. Well, let me tell you, I'm sleeping a lot better at night right now because of that particular decision. Do you think that's what people should be doing right now?
Well, I think if you were able to take not only our conversations, but those of most others, and play them for what was said in 2008 and 2096, I think pretty much the same things were said, particularly about the resource market. It was devastating. It looked like it was destroyed forever. It looked like there was no reason for it to ever come back soon, and as you said, it did. I think what's more frustrating this time, as we discussed in your previous segment, is at least back then we had excuses we could look at and say, well, you know what, this is what happened, and even though it was out of our control, this is what caused it. Mm-hmm. It's still quite difficult for me, at least, to decide what actually led us to this, you know, latest destruction in the junior resource market. You're right, we're here, we got to deal with it, and you're right, there'll be a conversation that we'll have. It may be more than a few months from now, but we'll have that conversation, how certain aspects of it came back, roaring back, and how much more money was made again. So the only thing that's real positive at this point is that no one's positive at all.
You know, as we've been saying on this particular program for a long, long, long time, is that what you have to do right now is you have to stay well informed. You've got to listen to what other people's opinions are. You have to understand totally what their motives are. Okay, somebody who's touting a stock right now, for example, because he or she has a huge long position in it, you got to understand that, because obviously they're touting the stock, you know, in hopes that they could get theirs off. Well, you don't want to listen to people like that. You want to listen to people who are honest and objective, okay? You want to be very, very nimble. You want to move quickly, because in the market that we're in right now, you have to be very well informed, and you have to take action as soon as you reach a decision, and not hope that, well, it's going to get better around the corner, because that's not the situation that we're in right now, in my humble opinion. Pete, you got the final word, bud.
Well, you know, it's an old saying, and we'll all have to learn when living it, but the ultimate crime in investing is never being wrong, it's staying wrong.
You know what, and that is 100% accurate. I think people have to realize, again, in closing, exactly what the situation is right now. They have to get as many sources of information as they possibly can. They have to weigh, in their opinion, the validity of those of that information along with who's giving it. Then I think folks are going to be okay. I mean, you know, the old saying, this too shall pass, is probably the only really accurate thing that we're saying right now. Pete, I appreciate your time, ladies and gentlemen, on our favorite sites section. Peter Grandage is certainly in there. Listen to what this guy has to say. I have been for the last 15 years or thereabouts, and you know what? Pretty hard to point him, prove him wrong. Pete, thanks so much, bud.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to have a little fun with this interview. Kevin Hudak, who has been on the program before, is a broker who specializes in resource companies, works out of New Mexico. He's a full-service broker, but he does a lot of work in the resource company sector. And one of my favorite people in this industry is a woman by the name of Linda Thorstad. Linda is involved as the president of a company called Orsa Ventures that is, full disclosure, a sponsor on our website. And I have also gone on record as saying that we are going to purchase some Orsa Ventures stock out of the market for our defined benefit pension plan. So there you have it. Not going to be a surprise when it shortly happens. I asked Kevin to chat with Linda a little bit about the company to see, you know, what if any interest he would have in this particular company, and Kevin did that earlier today. And then I said, hey, I got a great idea. Why don't you grill Ms. Thorstad? What do you look at in companies before you perhaps recommend them to your clients? You got the floor, baby.
Well, that can be trouble at times, but thank you. Linda, basically to start with, can you give us some background on where your company is at, its properties, cash flows, drill programs, those kind of things to start?
Certainly, Kevin. Orsa Ventures is a junior development company active in the western United States. We like the Western United States because we think it's a safe geopolitical environment. Certainly, there are high safety for all of our team who are working there, and we like the kinds of projects and people that we work with down in the States. Orsa has a very strong management team, a team of company builders, mine developers and mine builders, as well as a very experienced team in terms of finance and overall company management. And we've been very fortunate to secure a very large gold resource in southern Oregon called the Quartz Mountain property. It has a resource of 2.85 million ounces on the property. Lots of exploration for upside, lots of opportunity for exploration upside, and near-term production potential, because a good portion of that that gold resource is in oxide mineralization and responds very well to cyanidation. One more project that we have that we are pretty excited about is a new gold discovery in Nevada and a very prolific mining trend called the Oriana Mining Trend, where a number of large companies and large projects are under development. And finally, we have a copper gold target in southern Nevada that's in what we call elephant country, with, amongst some very, very large copper projects. So really, that's the company in a nutshell.
Is the company designed to go from exploration to production, or is this going to be a company where we go from exploration to being bid out to be sold into a major?
That remains to be seen, Kevin. We have the team to build a mine. Mike Attaway's built six major mines in the Western United States and operated many others. Bruno Bard, who's our COO, has taken several projects to feasibility study. So we have the technical expertise and an affiliation with an engineering firm to make that happen. However, should an offer come forward for the company, we'd have to obviously, as management, look at what would be in the best interest of the shareholders and consider and make recommendations at that time.
How about cash flows and money in the bank to keep you through the exploration phase? Do you have the capitalization to continue through this dry period in the junior mining sector?
Good question. We did raise $1.75 million last April, and we have spent just over half of that in exploration and investment. I don't want to use the word spent, invested it in our projects. We do have the ability to scale back and certainly survive with very low general and administrative costs to survive this next period of time. However, we're getting quite a bit of interest in potential fundraising, and we are looking now to raise some money in the spring to fund the next phase of exploration and development.
You know, Kevin, I think one thing that's really important to touch on here is it's in our industry, as you know, boy, and as I know, and I've learned this lesson so many times, it's all about the people. Capital is obviously important, but something I think you have to realize is, does a company have the ability to raise capital? And this lady's been involved in this industry for quite some time, and she does have the ability to raise capital. Having said that, Linda, if you could do me a favor, because I invest in one thing. I'm not a technical guy. You've known me for 25, 26 years. I don't know anything about geology. I know how to spell the word, but that's about it. But I bet on people. Let's talk a little bit about your background.
Certainly, Al. Thank you. I began my work in the mining industry in 1979 when I was recruited by a company called Ventures West Capital. They were building the Wesley Mine and wanted an exploration person to help with that process. So early on, I was involved in seeing a mine being built. So I've been involved in a number of very advanced stage projects. The three of us who are on this management team were all part of the Viceroy Senior Management Team. We successfully operated the Castle Mountain Mine near Barstow, California, which won awards for health, safety, environment, community relations, and above all was a top-tier cash flow producer.
Kevin, I'm just curious. When Al talks about you being a full-service broker, do you have clients who come to you or are actually interested in the mining sector and want to know about smaller companies and developmental companies? Or is this something where you have some expertise and knowledge about resource and mining stocks, and so you're suggesting that potentially your clients is a way to diversify?
It's a combination of factors. I've been chasing the gold and silver market since I was 17 years old. In the physical side of it, and then in the stock portion, the gold shows were started in 1988, and my brothers and I have been going to them since. So 25 years of these shows, actually trying to listen to some of the people and getting a feel for what's going on. The amazing part to me now is the geology hasn't changed, but the way they're approaching it now has changed. Before, everybody was looking at outcrops, and that's how they were finding the indicators to we're going to drill here, or we're going to drill there. Now they're talking about, 200 feet or 1,000 feet of overcap on deposits that are not visible to the naked eye or to some of the pictures and geophysics that they do now. And so at first, you know, you start to learn what the geologists are talking about, and now they've changed to a different part of the geology, and so it's all a completely new learning curve for me. But it's something I'm very interested in, and so it's a combination of my clients are looking at what newsletter writers are saying, what they're reading in the newspapers, what they're reading in the journals, and they have questions on that. When we're dealing with companies that are non-penny stocks, we talk about it when they're below the $5 threshold. Most of my clients are dealing with someone else making that recommendation and then telling me I want to be in that particular stock.
Well, Linda, we just have a little over a minute left, but I'm just curious, from your perspective, when you're raising investment capital, are you raising it sort of through your own internal efforts, or are there the Kevins of the world out there, sort of steering investors your way, or is it still such an unknown sector to the average investor?
You know, it's a good question, and it really is a combined effort. I am the leader, so I take the lead. But, you know, along the way, we do find strategic partners or supporters who say, you know, we want to be part of this, and I can probably bring one or two more people to the table. So that's how it works. And I think maybe I'd like to close with one comment here, because I was meeting with an investor the other day, and he said, I like the fact that you are financing for growth, not for survival.
You know, and I think that's the key to this particular situation. Orsa Ventures right now is financing for growth and not for survival. You know, as John Kaiser very aptly brought out, what was it, Linda, I guess 4, 5, 6 months ago, he feels that as many as 5 to 575 of the companies that are financing right now for survival are going to be off the board sooner rather than later. And I think that's very true. One of the reasons that I am comfortable with Orsa Ventures is the fact that, you know, you're like I am. You know, we're I don't want to say old pros, because that perhaps may put a different slant on it. But, you know, we've got some years in the industry, and we know what has to be done. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back, along with Jeff and Brett Cook and Simon Ridgway. Be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the show with my buddy Rick Rule. Interest of full disclosure, I want to tell you that we do have one of our accounts, Kathy and I have, with Rick's firm, Sprott Global. We have our defined benefit pension plan with him. You know, Rick, it's really amazing how you have to tell the world everything, including what time you shaved in the morning, whatever you get involved in conversations like this on the record. Know what I mean?
Absolutely. And, you know, Al, I think we should drown them in detail. I think telling them what time we shave would be a good thing. We overload them with so much information that they can't bug us. I think that's a great idea.
It's absolutely incredible what you have to go into in terms of that. Rick, you know, I moderated a panel down here yesterday, and the name of the panel had to do with basically resources in America. You know, are the resources in the United States going to stay in the United States? On and on and on. And I was chatting with Mike Berry about, you know, where do we want to take this thing? Do we actually want to talk about resources in the terms of, you know, in kind of a micro sense in terms of commodities, or do we want to talk about U.S. resources in terms of the strength of the economy, etc., the currency, etc., etc.? And we decided, since this is a resource show, the conference here in Indian Wells, that we would take the former rather than the latter. But the latter is what really interests me. And I know what interests you, and you got some great opinions on this. Okay, if you talk about a resource of the United States, let's start out with the U.S. economy. Is that a particularly strong resource? I don't think it is.
Well, I think it has the potential to be strong. You know, this is historically the most vibrant society on the planet. It's just that from my personal point of view, and as you know, Al, I'm a lender, I'm not an economist, but from my personal point of view as a lender, this economy gets less and less and less creditworthy as it becomes more consumption-driven and less investment and production-driven. And I think your point is well taken. I think that the situation in the United States is salvageable. I'm just not certain that we have the political or the social will to salvage it. And certainly, from a credit analyst's point of view, we become less and less and less creditworthy as time goes on, which would suggest, of course, that the society and the economy gets less and less strong.
I got to tell you, I have some real serious concerns, and I've voiced those concerns, you know, in prior segments on this particular show, but I think we're looking for an event. I think we're looking at an event that's going to occur at some point, I would say, no farther out than the midterm, and a lot of people would say, well, yeah, you're talking crazy, you're talking about a black swan event, etc., and I'm saying, no, black swan events are things that come right out of the blue, things that nobody ever thought about. It. I think you're going to see a rather significant collapse in the strength of of the U.S. economy vis-a-vis other economies around the world. And I think anybody who doesn't realize that at this point is crazy. I mean, let's take a simple example. How long is China going to continue to fund the United States?
Well, that's a very interesting question. The idea that we borrow at a federal level half of what we spend, and we borrow at half of that from ourselves. In other words, we counterfeit a quarter of the federal budget. Seems problematic to me. As I say, I'm not an economist. You're a big picture guy. I'm a lender. And the idea that somebody is borrowing to sustain a current account deficit by counterfeiting is not something that gives me any great comfort. If you and I did what they do in a whole bunch of different ways, never mind the accounting, we'd go to jail.
Purely and simply go to jail. Exactly.
Sadly, it would be, you know, if counterfeiting is such a good idea, why don't they let you and I do it? You know, we'd be willing to assume some of the burden. You know, these poor guys have to print $600 or $700 billion a year worth of phony baloney currency. I mean, why couldn't we help them? Why couldn't you print a billion? I print a billion. You know, if it's such a good idea to counterfeit, they should get some help.
Rick, I got to tell you something funny. We actually have had a listener come on and say, you know, what's wrong with printing money? Eventually, it trickles down and does everybody a whole lot of good. Now, you know, I don't use the word ludicrous too often in my conversations with people, but that strikes me as being a rather ludicrous statement.
It does me too. One would suggest that that person is probably a more profligate spender than a profligate saver. If that person saved in dollars and saw his savings or her savings, depending on the gender of the respondee, if they saw the value of their savings being depleted by this process, I would suspect that they would regard it with somewhat less favor. My suspicion is that the responder that you had is somebody who has spent his or her life as a spender as opposed to a saver and has no particular savings to defend.
Well, now you're talking about probably, unfortunately, now you're probably talking about, I don't want to say 80% of North Americans, because I'm not sure that what you're talking about is very common in Canada, okay? I'll bet you got more savers in Canada than you do in our country, the United States. But, you know, it's how can a society maintain itself when 90% of the citizens don't have anything in terms of a financial nest egg, in terms of financial security? They're one paycheck away from bankruptcy.
Again, I'm not an economist. I'm not a big picture guy. I can only say if I were a free market lender, which I am, that part of society would have a difficult time getting money out of me, except at the point of a gun.
You know, Corey, this is really interesting. I'm trying to throw this guy some hardball questions, and it's not working. It's simply not working. He's coming back with answers that make all of the sense in the world. Getting over to Sprott and your company, you know, you guys sell stocks, okay, among other things. You raise money for companies, among other things. What are your brokers telling their clients they ought to be looking at right now?
We have asked our brokers, first of all, to tell the clients that bear markets, which we're clearly in, beget bull markets, and bull markets beget bear markets, and that a different word for bear market is sale. If we weren't talking about financial assets, but rather we were talking about physical assets.
Clearance sale.
That's right. The market that we're in is a sale. And I'm trying to figure out what's bad about being in a sale. Yes, you feel bad about the fact that the inventory you own has been marked down. But in terms of the inventory that you don't own and that you would like to own, would you rather go into a store that said all goods, 50% off, clearance sale now? Or would you rather go into a store that said all goods, full price, big margin for me, no bargains for you? I mean, this is a no-brainer. So the first thing that we ask our brokers to explain to our customers is that bear markets, if you're trying to get richer, are good things, not bad things.
They're not good things, Rick. They're great things.
Right. The second thing is that we ask our brokers to convey to customers things that are probable outcomes. Many of the clients call up and they read some newsletter chatter, some internet chatter about Amalgamated Moose Pasture Mines and what would happen if the mule didn't die and the thing went into production and the gold price went up. We ask our customers not to look at something where you have to use the word if, would, could, should. We ask our customers to look at things like probabilities. We have been talking about platinum and palladium. I think the probability is that supply-demand presses the price of platinum and palladium higher because the industry doesn't earn its cost of capital at this price point. That's a probability. It's not an if. We ask our customers to look at the fact that on a global basis, it takes $80 or $85 a pound to bring new uranium mines into production, and we're producing a lot less uranium than we're consuming, and despite the anti-nuclear hysterics in some part of the world, consumption of uranium is increasing rather than decreasing. If consumption is increasing rather than decreasing, and if the industry requires $80 a pound to sustain itself in a $40 a pound market, one of two things happens, Al. Either the price of uranium goes up or the lights go out. So we're asking our customers to consider probabilities. We're asking them also to look at questions where the answer is a when answer, not an if answer, where the outcome is probable and certain, but time is uncertain.
I agree 1,000%. Gold and silver, what do you think? Let's take a two-year horizon.
Oh, I think higher. I can't tell you how much higher. What we're in right now is a cyclical decline in a secular bull market. I think this is the 8th, 10th, or 12th in the 12 years that we've been involved in this. A cyclical decline is normal and healthy in a secular bull market. We've experienced these before. One needs to ask oneself, first of all, I had the question yesterday, when are gold and silver going to move? And I had to say, in the year 2000. They've moved from $260 to $1,500. You got what? What's that, a six-bagger? What's wrong with that?
Minimum, yeah.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that? The second thing that you have to ask yourself is, would you rather own it or not own it? If your choice is owning bullion or owning a U.S. 30-year treasury, which Jim Grant famously described as return-free risk, which would you prefer? The only way the bond goes up is if they lower interest rates. And if they lower the interest rates, if you buy a treasury, you're going to have to send them a check every year as opposed to get one. So what do you think is more probable in terms of things going up? John Malden says, own stuff they can't print.
That perhaps is the most accurate and the most interesting comment that I've heard, Rick. I got to tell you, own stuff that they can't print. Own stuff that has intrinsic value. Own stuff that if they want to take it from you, they got to steal it. And that's what precious metals are all about. Sprott Global, what are you guys all about?
We assist people as brokers and as money managers. And our areas of specialty and expertise are resources. We're a very, very focused shop.
You have been doing it for a couple of years. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this show. Rick, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Al. Always a pleasure.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs.
and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit easyarmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Easyarmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.